this canal was built primarily to transfer coal from the Bedworth coalfield to Coventry, because this canal is on a hill. It's a contour canal, and James Brindley, the engineer, he liked to build canals following the contours of the land, and the land drops towards the city centre, so all the way along the canal is on a an embankment, really.
Elizabeth Barnwell was just sort of representative of a not particularly small group of women who became mentally disturbed following the birth of their child. It's a condition similar to what we now call postnatal depression, but a very severe form of the illness. And a short time after her second child was born, Elizabeth Barnwell was out walking near the Warwick and Knapton Canal, which is a few miles from here.
Hear a boating on the water, hear a story untold of when the sun became the moon and turned the water cold. Pull on the oars and tug on the rope and dredge the water clean of all the things that in the night would rather not be seen.
And she plunged into the water with her child in what appeared to be an attempt to destroy the child, but also to commit suicide.
Into the water deep and black, a misery and a shame. No current there to drag them off and hide her from the blame. Hear her walking by the water with her footsteps wild. A woman comes, her head is bare, and in her arms a child.
We are standing at Longford Bridge, which is bridge number 10 in the old numbering system. This is where the Oxford Canal used to meet the Coventry Canal, and they ran parallel along the hedgerow for a mile, and the reason for that is the two companies couldn't agree on the toll. This is where you join the Coventry Canal to go north, and the Oxford Canal goes south.
The incident was spotted by a local boatman who was in the neighbourhood, John Berry, and he made an attempt to fish Elizabeth Barnwell and the child out of the water.
Pull on the oars and tug on the rope and dredge the water stain of all the things that the woman loves too much to see again. Into the water deep and black, a mother thought insane. Birth so hard she could not bear a hope beyond repair. As she walks the water, sees a heart, a soul, despair.
There was a lot of children and family members who would work, and they would either steer the boats and take part as much as they could with the driving, and they'd also walk ahead a lot of the time to make sure the locks were open. This area officially is Hawkesbury Junction, but it's known as Sutton Stop because the lock keeper who lived there, the Sutton family, used to help the boat people out because they'd sell fruit and vegetables from their garden, but they'd also read mail and pass on messages for them. A lot of the boat people were unable to read or write,
yeah.
So the lock keeper was quite important in passing on messages. And he was fondly remembered, so it was colloquially known as Sutton Stop around here.
Hear a jumping in the water, Elizabeth and child. A dress await to drag them down, so both will not be found. Out of the water deep and black, a misery and a shame. Out of the water sad and cold, only one life saved. Pull on the oars and tug on the rope and dredge the water clean. A boatman, aye, a different catch, hauls them from the stream.
And the child was still alive when he was taken out of the water, but died shortly afterwards, despite the interventions of a local surgeon who was brought to the scene. Many people wouldn't be able to swim, in fact most people wouldn't be able to swim, and probably women in particular wouldn't be able to swim. And these were sort of popular places, if you can use that term, for people to take their own lives in the 18th and 19th century.
People do drown in the canal, even today. And I've worked on here for 13 years, and in that time, 4 people have been found in the canal.
Elizabeth was subsequently tried, but she was found not guilty for reason of insanity. And this is something which occurred not infrequently in the 19th century. These cases were often associated with despondency about becoming a mother, or to extreme poverty and anxiety about the situation of the family. And there was a certain amount of leniency with regard to these cases by judges and juries.
In the courtroom, pale and drawn, Eliza faces murder. Pain so great the judge decides her pain can go no further. Pull on the oars and tug on the rope and hope for her is seen. Time and the tide and the boatman I will dredge the water clean.
Elizabeth was subsequently sent to the local asylum, the Warwick Asylum, where she stayed for about 6 months and then was released, recovered. But I think what's interesting about the case was she was treated with great sympathy by the judge, by the medical profession, and her case was understood as an incident related to the temporary derangement which could affect women shortly after childbirth.
Pull on the oars and tug on the rope and hope for her is seen. Time and the tide and the boatman, I will dredge the water clean.
One of the strangest things I found is a milk float had been stolen by some never-to-do-wells, I suppose. And that had been crashed in the canal, and because the battery's in it, the crane had to get it out. We put in a motorcycle barrier near Bridge 4, which is Stony Stanton Road, and a motorcyclist came along the canal, and I got him to stop, and I said, we've put a barrier in there, you shouldn't have this bike on here. And he swore at me, and then wheel span off round the corner, swerved to avoid the barrier, and ended up in the canal. And we did pull him out, but we didn't recover his bike, unfortunately, until the next day, where we put it in the mincer. So
the Royal Humane Society was set up in 1774 by 2 doctors who were interested in reducing the number of deaths through drowning. That was one of their objectives, at least, and particularly to think of ways of trying to revive people who've been in the water terribly long, to bring them back to life, to literally restore life to them.
Out of the water, sad and cold, only one life saved.
It's one of the art trail here, the stone sofa. When the artist came down here, he was looking for inspiration, and he sort of stood in this spot, and a sofa just drifted past him in the canal, which had been dumped, so he's carved that. But it's surprisingly comfortable for anyone who wants to stop on it. So.
Here a boating on the water, here a story untold. of when the sun became the moon and turned the water cold. Pull on the oars and tug on the rope and hope for her is seen. Time and the tide and the boatman, I will dredge the water clean.